For months, there's been no farm bill in place because of major differences between the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House. Now there's a new effort in Congress to pass this legislation. By a vote of 15-5, the Senate Agriculture Committee has given its approval to a bill that restructures current dairy policies. Senator Patrick Leahy is a member of the committee. He says a key part of the bill is a shift away from providing direct payments to farmers. Instead, Leahy says this plan creates a system where farmers can purchase special insurance to make certain that milk prices are stabilized whenever market forces drive these prices down. Leahy says he's received a lot of support for this approach from Vermont dairy farmers.
They all realize that the old way, whether it's dairy farming or any other kind of farming, won't work in this century. And this was the plan they agreed would work best for them.
The Senate plan cuts federal agriculture spending by $23 billion over the next 5 years, in part by eliminating most commodity price supports and by cutting the food stamp program by $4 billion. Leahy says he's trying to offset the impact of these cuts.
Now, what I'm going to do is make sure that there's enough flexibility in the program so that we can buy local foods, for example, in Vermont. That saves money but also helps a great deal.
Last year, the House Agriculture Committee passed out a farm bill, but House Republican leaders never brought the bill to the floor for a vote. Congressman Peter Welch says House leaders have pledged to have a floor debate this year, but he's concerned that efforts will be made to make huge cuts in the food stamp program.
There are members of Congress who basically would almost eliminate the food stamp program altogether. They'd really cut the heart out of it. We've got to face the fact that, yes, the stock market's going up, but, you know, a lot of kids are hungry.
And Walt says he'll have a hard time voting for a bill if it guts the dairy price stabilization provisions and includes big cuts in food stamps.
I mean, there's a point at which you wouldn't be able to support it. But my goal now is to work to make this the best possible bill we can get to the floor.
Welch expects the farm bill will be debated on the House floor in several weeks. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.